الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فيقول الله جل وعلا: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. My dear brothers and sisters, as Allah Ta'ala tells us the importance of cooperating when it comes to cooperating on the basis of al-birr and al-taqwa, which is righteousness, all types of good, and al-taqwa, the piety and that God-fearing nature, He also says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and don't cooperate on basis of al-ithm, sin, and al-udwan, a type of transgression, when a person wrongs and transgresses the limits. But Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, from the Spanish scholars of the past, over 1,000 years ago, makes a very interesting statement that I think we can all benefit from, inshaAllah ta'ala. He says, لَا تَنْقُلْ لِصَدِيقِكَ مَا يُؤْلِمُ نَفْسَهُ وَلَا يَنْتَفِعُ بِمَعْرِفَتِهِ. So he mentions a very interesting statement. He says, don't share information to your friend that will harm him, as in bring pain to him, and him knowing this information, he won't benefit whatsoever. So a nice example of this is, for example, if a person still has a parent that's alive, and they're not feeling very right now, there's nothing terminal, they don't have cancer, it's not serious, and they contact their parents, they live away from, and they contact, and they say, oh, I'm going through this problem, and it's gonna go in a day, it's gonna go in a few days. So by sharing this information with their parents, was there a need for that? There wasn't a need for that. For example, if it's at night time and you have a really bad headache and you contact a parent or someone, you know, uncle, someone that you respect, you will take painkillers and get a good night's sleep. But your poor mother or whoever is alive that you've contacted, they're going to suffer. So that's one example. Another example is, my dear brothers and sisters, is when a person bad mouth, as in speaks bad about your friend, says something bad about your friend. So there's a guy here, he says something bad about your friend. So you heard it, you go to your friend and you say, you know, I was with so-and-so, I was with this brother, I was with this sister, they were speaking bad about you. So is this going to benefit him right now? So what has this person just done, my dear sisters? Number one, by carrying this action, they've carried the action of namimah. They've just done namima. This person is now done the action of a namam. What's a namam, my dear sisters? But you go to this person, you say, you know, so-and-so said this about you, so now they're no longer friends anymore. Now they think this person is two-faced. This person is not a true person. So number one, namima. Number two, they've carried out ghiba. Ghiba. So they've backbitten. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And we're told in the Quran not to do ghiba of one another. We've just spoken about the other brother or the other sister. And the last one, my dear brothers and sisters, is you've just caused pain to your brother. Now, this person had no problem, and now they have pain inside them. You know what's really interesting, my dear sisters? If you know a person who speaks bad about you quietly, this person who spoke bad about you quietly, احترمك. They've actually honored you. وَأَجَلَّكَ. How is that? Because they've done it behind your back, so you don't know. So it doesn't harm you, it doesn't affect you. But this person who came and shared this info with you, oh, so-and-so said this about you, I was with that, they swore about it, they said this. مَحْتَرَمْ. This person didn't honor you. وَمَا أَجَلَّكَ. Why is that? Because this person's caused pain to you. This person has now caused pain to you, and you're frustrated, you didn't do anything. So a person may ask, what should you do? If you hear your friend, someone speaking bad about your brother, your parent, your friend, whoever it is, what should you do? Number one, you should defend him. You should defend him. You say, that's what you're doing right now is it's zulm, it's unjust. You've mentioned one bad point, this person has so many good points. You've concealed all of the good points. You only mentioned that one bad point. That's one. Sometimes this person doesn't know your friend very well. They don't know your sadiq, your friend, very well. So this person has misunderstood your friend. So all you have to do is say, you know, you've misunderstood them. And if you see that they agree, the job is done. The job is done. But the first thing that a person should do is what? A difa'. A person should defend their fellow brother. Number one. Number two, they stop the ghibah in the gathering. They stop the backbiting in the gathering. And number three, after you've defended your brother, you don't go and inform him. You don't go and inform him. Because how is it going to benefit him? Supposed to be for Allah. Supposed to be for Allah. So you get help in the next life. And then if your friend asks you, your friend hears about it. Later on, 2 months time, 3 months, he said, I was spoken about in a gathering. Someone spoke bad about me. You defended me. Why didn't you tell me? So, ya akhi, my dear brother, my dear sister, I done it for Allah. And how is it going to benefit you anyway? How is this information? How are you going to benefit from it? That's why he says, لا تنقل لصديقك ما يؤلم نفسه ولا ينتفع بمعرفته. It's going to cause harm to the, going to cause pain, and there's no benefit. How is it going to be beneficial? You've just destroyed a relationship. You've just destroyed a relationship. So some brothers and sisters, they say, the reason why I'm going to tell my friend, the reason why I'm going to tell them, is to show that I'm a true friend. Is to show, like, if you're a true friend, do you want to cause pain to your friend? How's that going to benefit? That's one. Number two, other brothers and sisters, they say, the reason why I want to share this is because so the person, you know, yahdar, and so you can basically like, he can take precautions, he can be safe, he's aware. The answer is, I remember one of our teachers mentioned this in Medina. He said that there were some people who used to speak bad about him all the time. All the time. So one person made tawbah, and he visited the sheikh. He said to the sheikh, he said, I used to sit with so-and-so and so-and-so against you. We used to speak bad about you. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me to make tawbah. So now I've come to you, I want to share what we used to speak about. A whole day, just focus on you. And the sheikh said, hold on. He said, Asbir. He says, wait a second. He said, have you, halas, like, you've changed? He said, yeah, I've changed. He goes, tubt, you've repented? He says, I've repented. He goes, Jazakallahu khairan, la tukhbirni. He says, don't inform me. So the guy says, no, but he goes, you have to know. After all, he goes, so you can protect yourself. So the sheikh said, subhanAllah, I thought this sheikh's statement is very powerful. He said, أَلَّذِي حَمَانِي فِي السَّنَوَاتِ الْأُولَى قَادِرٌ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ أَنْ يَحْمِيَنِي فِي السَّنَوَاتِ الْقَادِرِ. He says, the one who protected me all of these years is fully capable of protecting me for the years to come. It's true. The one who protected, all of these years he didn't know, nor did he want to know, is fully able to protect him for the following years. So this point, brothers and sisters, if you want to be a good friend, you want to be a good friend, and you want to be a good Muslim, and I'm sure all of the brothers and sisters are fully, you try your best, this stuff, most of us don't know about, so now the key is, we didn't know about it, khalas. We ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings. But from now on, we make sure that we think very hard, should I share this with my friend or not? Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, he continues, he says, وَلَا تَكْتُمْهُ, this is the ending of the statement, he says, وَلَا تَكْتُمْهُ مَا يَضُرُّهُ جَهْلُ فَهَذَا فِعْلُ أَهْلِ الشَّرِّ. This is the second part of the statement. He says, and don't hide information that will harm him. If he doesn't know about it, it will harm him. For this is the action of the evil people. What does that mean? There's two important points, brothers and sisters. Number one, for example, I speak to a brother, we have a discussion, at the end of the conversation, he goes his way, I go my way, but he's misunderstood me. So he's very angry, he's like ghadban jiddan, he's like very, very angry with me, or he's very sad, or whatever it is, he feels I've upset him. In that case, it's your job to tell me, or to tell your friend, to say, you know, Fulan, you know, so-and-so, he's very upset with you. And you don't wait 1 day, 2 days, but you don't say, this is going to cause fitna, it's going to cause more problems. Nah, that's incorrect. Rather, what should you do? As soon as you say, subhanAllah, that person is very angry with that brother, with that sister, you give him a call, you say, Assalamu alaikum, you know, brother Muhammad, you know, sister Fatima, She's very upset with you. He's very upset with you. So why? Why, my dear sisters? Why? So that you who have been misunderstood, you can pick up the phone. Assalamu alaikum. Oh my, Akhi Muhammad or Ukhti Fatima, for example. We had a conversation, you misunderstood me. This isn't what I meant whatsoever. Please forgive me, even if you feel you didn't do anything wrong. No problem. No problem. You say, you misunderstood me. You know, there was some su' fahim, there was some misunderstanding. Halas, no problem, please forgive me. It ends there. It only takes how long? 2 minutes. 2 minutes, maybe max, maximum 5 minutes. But remember this one thing, my sisters. If you are aware that there's a problem between you and a person, or you know that someone is angry with your friend or upset, and you don't tell them straight away, then delaying, apologizing, delaying, you know, excuses will cost you a heavy price, a very heavy price. I remember a sheikh of us in Medina, he was telling us, he said that one day a brother came to him, a man came to him in his office. He said at the time, the sheikh didn't have any people to honor him, get shy, get tea, etc. So he said, I told the brother, he said, I only want 5 minutes. The brother said to him, I only need 5 minutes of your time, sheikh. He said, no problem. He said, I want you to ask this place to see if you can help my son to get a job in that place. So the sheikh said, I would love to help, but I went to that same place yesterday, and the guy, the mas'ul, the one who is in charge, he said, I'm very sorry, I can't help you. So the sheikh apologized to him, and that's it. So after that, this guy, who said he's only there for 5 minutes, the sheikh thought, if I'm going to go get tea, I have to leave him, I've got no one here, so it's going to take maybe 10 minutes, I'm going to delay him. So he left him. So after a few weeks, the sheikh found out, through other people, that this guy is very upset with the sheikh. He said that, I went to visit him, I asked him for a favor, he couldn't help me. He didn't even offer me water. I was there for 5 minutes, he didn't even... Sheikh Ajib shocked that, okay, like he was only here 5 minutes, Aslan. Is it clear? But people told him very late. So what happened? What happened is, my dear sisters, is after that, the sheikh, he said he went there, he apologized, he offered him hadaya, gifts, but nothing changed. He still felt that, you know, that grudge towards the sheikh. So he said, after some time, Allah decreed that this person was put through a big, like, ibtila, big test, and only through the sheikh, Allah made it the case that only through the sheikh he can sort things out, as in he put him as the means. So he said, so the sheikh said, so I went there, I sorted it out, and then finally, we sorted out the problem. So what we say, my sisters, when you find out someone is upset with you, you go to them immediately and you say, Ya akhi, my dear brother, my dear sister, I'm sorry, you've misunderstood me, this isn't what I meant. Or if they're far away, no problem, alhamdulillah, we have the mobile phone or the phone, you pick up the phone and you call them up. It doesn't matter if you have to find their number, don't delay. Not even one day, my dear sisters, because you pay the price. A lot of relationships are broken because people think they can brush things under the carpet. And they think that somehow people are going to forget. You yourself haven't forgotten. How do you expect that person to forget? You yourself haven't forgotten. How do you expect the other person to forget? They're not going to forget. So this one, treat the wound ASAP. When you got a wound, you cover it. Why? Otherwise it's going to get infected. It's going to get infected. What's the problem here, my sisters? You know what the problem is? When your brother or your sister's upset with you, they're not upset, it's only a small thing. Shaitan's going to come to them over time. He's going to say, you know, before 2 years ago, you remember they said that? Aywa. He meant you. 4 years ago, do you remember that? That was also you. 5 years, what is he going to do? Shaitan's going to make the person remember all of your mistakes since they met with you. All of us, there might be 5, 10 small things. So it's not one thing anymore. It's like a large amount of mistakes. And he's going to remember all of this. So now, it was a small thing. What happens now? Becomes huge. Becomes a mountain. And very, very difficult to deal with. Finally, in line with this statement, if you know about someone who is plotting against your friend, plotting against them. If they're plotting against them, you should first try to see if you can stop it yourself. If you can't stop it, maybe they want to destroy your friend's project or initiative or whatever it is, even the person, make their life really, really difficult. You should try to stop it yourself. If you feel that it's not going to be successful, in this case, you have to go to your friend and you tell him, this person is doing that. So your friend can take precautions and you can do the right thing, inshallah ta'ala. So this, my dear sisters, remember this. Let us just quickly recap what we just discussed right now. We said there's 2 points. We said the first half, لا تنقل لصديقك ما يؤلم نفسه ولا ينتفع بمعرفته. Don't share information with your friend. Like we said, we gave the example of whether it was your parents, you're unwell for a short space of time. Person says, oh, but they're gonna make dua for you. They make dua for you all the time anyway. If they're parents, that's a natural thing for a parent to do. They're always gonna make dua for the children, especially if you're far away. We also said, if you're bad mouth, if someone bad mouths your friend, you defend them, and you don't share this with them, because it's not going to benefit them. It's only gonna bring pain. It's gonna spoil them. And we said, if you do carry that out, that's a major sin. It's called namima. Namima. The Prophet ﷺ went past 2 graves in the hadith of Ibn Abbas and Bukhari Muslim. Says, and they were both, 2 people were being punished in the grave. Says, amma ahaduhuma fakana yas'a bin namima. Or in another report, fakana yamshi bin namima. And it's also in the Quran, hammazin masha'in bin namima. It's also in the Quran as well. So namima, what does that mean, sisters? When you cause problems between 2 people. Islamically, we're allowed, subhanAllah, we're allowed, one of the few times we're allowed to lie, as in kadhib, is when? For islah. And the Prophet says in the Sahih Muslim, to reconcile between two people hate each other, you want to bring them, you want to unite them. You're allowed to lie to do that. When you're doing the opposite, what type of sin is that, my sisters? You're doing the opposite. You're breaking between two families, 2 friends, 2 partners. Just like that? 2 people. But we're saying, so that's the first. But he says, وَلَا تَكْتُمْهُ مَيْضُرُّهُ جَهْلُ فَهَذَا فِعْلُ أَهْلِ الشَّرِّ. But at the same time, if you feel that they're plotting against your friend, that's a different case now. Plotting against them, if you can fix it up, you fix it up. If you can't fix it up, then it's upon you to go there and share this with your friend so he can do the right thing, inshaAllah ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. To conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, we finished, that was the first khutbah. We have a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, from the second khutbah. One thing that we want to mention or remind all of ourselves is وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. One who has tawakkul, reliance, full dependence upon Allah, then Allah is حَسْبُهُ, meaning kafi, is more than enough. Meaning you don't need another person. You know when a person says, oh, I've got this one, if this person doesn't work, I have this. You rely upon Allah, you don't need no second. خلاص, you have Allah, you don't need anyone else. If Allah, like, says, what does Musa alayhi salam, he says, Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. With me, I have my Lord with me, he'll guide me. I have my Lord with me, he'll guide me. So what do we want to say in respect to this, my sisters? We say that when we go through different problems in our life, what we need to understand is that Allah jalla wa ala, he does everything with wisdom. Sometimes we don't understand the wisdom. Sometimes it may take a long time. It may take a long time to work it out. You know, subhanAllah, in Surah Yunus, Allah Ta'ala talks about a dua that Musa alayhi salam makes against the Pharaoh. And who is the Pharaoh? What does the Pharaoh do? What does Fir'aun do? He kills the children every other year. He kills the children of the children of Israel, of Banu Israel. Kills them. And he enslaves the nation, pretty much. So he's doing that. Musa makes a dua. Harun alayhi salam, he says, Ameen. And he says, Ameen. So what does Allah Ta'ala say? He says, Qala, qad ujibat da'awatukuma. Your dua both of your dua. Although one person says the dua, the other one said Ameen, he said, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Both of your dua has been accepted. And you know what's really interesting, my dear brothers and sisters? This dua was accepted. And who was the one who's making the dua? Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam is from the five greatest prophets. From the Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. From the Ulul Azmi. Five greatest prophets. Makes a dua. Harun says, Ameen. Allah says, your dua has been accepted. And we have a number of scholars of tafsir from the people of the past, from the Tabi'in onwards. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari mentions in his tafsir, he says, Allah destroyed Fir'aun 40 years after that dua. 40. Ibn Jarayj and a number of others as well from the early scholars of tafsir, Imam al-Tabari quotes, and also Ibn Kathir mentions it in his tafsir too, 40 years later, accepted it. What am I trying to say here? We're trying to say a lot of the time, we make dua and we feel we're not getting a result. Ya Allah, do this for me. Ya Allah, please do. Ya Allah. And say, how many times do I have to ask? This is Musa alayhi salam making a dua, and they're saying, the scholars, they're saying, it was answered 40 years. What does that show, sisters? It means that Allah answers du'as, He answers our ad'iyah, our dua, when He believes it's best for us. Not when we want it. We may want it right now. We may want it tomorrow. But Allah knows if it's good for you today. Or if it's good for you tomorrow. Or if it's good for you in 5 or 10 years. This happens even with marriage. You find brothers and sisters trying to get married, for example. They're trying to get married and they're saying, I've tried. But they don't realize. Same with children as well. I've been trying to have children 5 years. SubhanAllah, this happened 10 years. They don't realize that Allah has done this for wisdom. They don't understand the wisdom though. They don't understand the wisdom right now. And that this is good for them. That this is good for them. He only does something because it's good for you. It's not bad for you, but it's upon you to understand that wisdom. Likewise, a person's unwell, maybe a family's unwell, family member dies, a person goes through ibtila'at, they go through ibtila'at, they go through difficulties, they go through struggles. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah does it. Why, my sisters? Why does He do it? He does it to purify us. Doesn't do it to punish us. Imagine you have a father and his son's maybe 10 years old, and he has a disease, got some illness in his leg. So the doctors say, in order to save this man, we have to amputate his leg. The father, when he signs the paper, or even the mother, when they sign the paper, do they do this because they hate the child? They say, we want to take your leg off. So now they've got no leg, or maybe even 2 legs. Do they do it because they hate the child? They do it because they love the child. Because they want good for the child. Likewise, when Allah makes us go through things, He has a very, He has lots of wisdom behind it. It's just that we don't always see the wisdom. Like so many things, brothers and sisters. My own self, when I make dua for when I was younger, throughout the years that I've been alive, make dua for something for years and there's no answer. I feel, you know what you're saying? As in, it's not being accepted. I don't see it in front of me. But you see it a few years later, sometimes you see it late. Sometimes something better happens. You make dua for that, but Allah gives you something much better. What is it, my sisters? It's having that trust. That although something you don't understand yet, you say that, Ya Allah, I know that you love me more than my own mother, more than my own father. So you will do this. I don't understand the wisdom at this moment in time, but I know that you only do things with wisdom. So I trust in your infinite wisdom because I know that I lack, my wisdom is limited. So I trust in you. And when a person does that, my dear brothers and sisters, they start to see they start to feel contentment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts contentment inside them. They start to feel fulfillment. And they open up their chest to that which Allah has decreed, and Allah gives them openings like futuhat that they would have never imagined. They'll see open. And sometimes, my sisters, we have to go through something in life for bigger doors to open up. If this small door wasn't closed, those bigger doors would never open up. You have to go through difficult times to see good times. The prophets of Allah were the most beloved to him. Why did he make them go through so many difficulties? If it was all about ease, if it was all about ease, he would have given them the easiest of life. He would have given them the easiest of life. But he didn't. He gave them the most difficult of tests. Why? So that they have the highest of life, both in this world as well as the next world. So it's important, my dear brothers and sisters. I know it's difficult, it's easier said than done. There's no doubt whatsoever. But we need to be from those, inshaAllah ta'ala, who start to think like that. Start to think like that. You know, we start to do istikhara regularly. The two raka'ah, anytime there's anything important in our life, we do istikhara. We consult the people who we feel are trustworthy and can help us. And then even if things go against us, we know, we have yaqeen, that with Allah is the greatest of wisdom, and He wants good for us, and we leave our matter in His hand, and you see openings, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. And you see futuhat azeema, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. You see some mighty, mighty openings, my sisters. But you have to do that. As soon as you do that, you start to see the openings. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا Don't forget, my sisters. There has to be darkness, and then there's light. It's just a matter of time. There's darkness, then there's light. But there's no darkness, there's no light. You have to wait for... There's no bad times. You don't understand, you can't appreciate good times. But when you see the bad times, you hold on to the good times. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد